U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is on a five-state RV tour he's calling Back to Our Roots, a traditional political summer field trip from a member of a very non-traditional Trump administration. So while Trump bickers with political rivals on Twitter, Perdue is doing what politicians normally do, glad-handing in Middle America. Yesterday was Shinoah's Evergreen FS facility in McLean County, one of the top producing counties for corn and soybeans in the U.S. Perdue took a few minutes to chat with reporters. He started with his observations from his trip through Illinois.
Ridden the roads, and as a Georgia boy, I'm a little jealous the way these corn and beans look out here and overall, but just seeing the standards out here from an environmental protection standpoint, from a safety standpoint, I wish the public could see these kind of facilities and farm ground around over here. We talked about cover crops and how farmers are working toward reducing runoff. They got a program called the 4 R's. It's the right product, the right time, the right place, the right amount. And our farmers are the best stewards of conservationists, and they're working very, very hard to make sure our waterways are safe. Speaking of waterways, we're also, our president's working very hard to make sure these waterways continue to work so this fertile Mississippi Valley area can continue to feed the world. I was in the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico just last weekend, and I saw the ships coming from New Orleans. That grain didn't grow in New Orleans, as we know. It came down through the locks and dams of the rivers and draining the heartland down to New Orleans, and then went straight south to the Yucatan Peninsula at Fort Progresso, and feeding their livestock, poultry, and hogs down there, and then they're shipping them internationally. So you all are having a part indirectly through feeding Korea and Japan.
So looking ahead at the Farm Bill, what are going to be some of your core principles as you try to find the right balance of things and spending and so forth?
Well, the core principles, that's a great way to start. I like principle-centered legislation, and the principle of the Farm Bill that I would advise Congress to be is a balanced approach where farmers are given the freedom to farm, but not farming for programs. Give a safety net for what they do. Let them farm for the market. Let them make their decisions based on where they see the market directions and what they do well, and not farm for a program. Certainly keep the good crop insurance safety net we've had, but don't make it in such a way that people farm for insurance as well. Make them produce for the market, and I know that's how we become so productive as a nation. But the good news was, I think the 14 Farm Bill was a great progress from the 8 Farm Bill. And then I think we can make even better progress maybe in cattle or dairy, and cotton didn't fare as well. Not a real issue around here too much, but in Wisconsin, dairy was a big deal. Further down the mid-Atlantic and the southeast, cotton, Texas is a big deal. So we need to look at those two specifically. Specialty crops maybe from an insurance perspective there. But farmers typically, I want them to understand that crop insurance is a safety net. It's not an investment. It's a protection. You don't need to get $1.10 out of every dollar you spend for crop insurance. It's that safety net that they participate in that's very palatable for the public. So we want to continue to enhance that safety net, make sure we have those things covered.
What about as you, as the Trump administration works to renegotiate NAFTA? What are going to be some of the things you stress to the president in terms of what's important there to American farmers?
Well, once again, I think the president maybe have had the opinion initially that all Americans didn't like NAFTA. We demonstrated to him how NAFTA had been beneficial really to the American farmer, but also to Mexico and Canada as well. So it was, from a trade perspective, it was a relatively good deal. That doesn't mean it was totally good. We've got some issues with Canada we need to address. Canada has a dairy supply management system, and our goal is not to try to tell them how to manage their internal supply, but the fact is, if they're going to have a management supply, they need to manage the supply. They've made it so lucrative for dairy industry in Canada that they're dumping milk solids on the world and depressing markets for our dairy industry and prohibiting and inhibiting our dairy exports. So we want to address those kind of things. Potatoes into Mexico, other types of things. Make sure if we're going to have a free trade agreement, we want it to be free trade. And I'm absolutely confident if we have a free trade agreement with Canada and Mexico, our producers can compete with them as well as the rest of the world easily. I think another opportunity we have from a NAFTA perspective is to use that maybe as a shield going forward internationally, maybe in the Asian companies, to use our NAFTA agreement trilaterally against other companies, maybe in a TPP-like move.